The devotional for today is entitled, Which Books Should Be Regarded as Scripture? Meaning of the word Bible. The word Bible originally comes from the Latin Biblia, which means books. This word, in turn, comes from the Greek biblion, which refers to paper, papyrus, or a scroll. The Bible is a collection of 66 books or letters, sort of like a mini bibliotheca or library in one volume. New Testament letters recognized as Scripture. As mentioned in a previous article, by the time the Apostle Peter had written his second letter, around 67 AD, most, if not all, of Paul's letters had already been written and distributed among the churches. In 2 Peter 3:16, Peter clearly indicates that he regarded Paul's writings as having the same importance as other scriptures. This fact stands out even more when we consider that Paul was the writer of 13 or 14 books of the New Testament. Paul himself refers to what he had written as the Lord's commandment, 1 Corinthians 14:37, and told the Christians in Thessalonica to stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter, 2 Thessalonians 2:15. In 1 Timothy 5:18, where Paul says, "The laborer deserves his wages," he is actually citing Luke 10:7. What is even more impressive is that he calls what Luke wrote Scripture, thus putting it on the same level of importance as Deuteronomy 25:4. What all this means is that Luke's gospel was already in circulation when Paul wrote his first letter to Timothy, 62 to 64 AD, and had already been recognized as the Word of God. The miraculous ability to identify inspired writings. The answer to our question as to which book should be regarded as Scripture also lies, at least in part, in the spiritual gifts that God gave to faithful Christians when the church was in its infancy, 1 Corinthians 12, 8-10. One of these gifts was the discernment of spirits, 1 Corinthians 12:10, or the miraculous ability to distinguish between a true and false prophet. This would also apply to any letters or books written by such prophets. Compare 1 John 2:20 and 27. It wasn't necessary to wait until Pope Damasus's commissioning of the Latin Vulgate edition of the Bible, around 383 AD, in order to know which letters were of God and which ones were false. Likewise, mankind didn't have to wait until the Council of Trent, 1545 to 1563 AD, in order to know which letter should be considered as inspired and which letter shouldn't. Test the spirits. Before the New Testament had been completed, our omnipotent and loving God provided a way by which the early Christians could discern between true and false teaching. After its completion, around 96 AD, one could test the spirits or prophets by comparing their teachings and or writings with what had been written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, James, Peter, and Jude, the 8 inspired writers of the New Testament. The Apostle John wrote, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." 1 John 4:1 and 6. In 2020, things have not changed. God still wants Christians to test the spirits by comparing all religious teachings with what has been written by the apostles and prophets of the first century.